There's Leona Boyd. Love that song. The Toronto song. It's the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Leona Boyd is a Canadian legend with a career of over 50 years, and she has touched the lives of millions of people the world over with her music. She's been an ambassador for Canada, has also been recognized as a female pioneer in the male-dominated world of classical guitar. Of course, you know her. She is a friend of Zoomer Media. And now the iconic Leona Boyd is being inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame. And Andy, she joins us now on the Morning Zoom. Nice. Leona, nice to chat.
Good morning, Jane. Yeah. Good morning, Andy. Lovely to be with both of you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The First Lady of Guitar, Jane.
Yes.
That's quite a title. Leona, when you were first given a guitar for a 13th birthday present,
yes.
Did you think it was that guitar, or not that guitar, but did you think guitar was going to be like literally the rest of your life? Were you already...
No.
You were already,
I fell in love with it, but I had no idea it would take me all over the world and be my lifetime passion.
Yeah, like you were already musically inclined, musically gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, this instrument, it brought you all over the world, including Canada's Walk of Fame. So what a partnership you and the guitar have had for your whole life.
It's been my best friend.
Mm-hmm. I love that you've referred to it as your best friend.
The girls come and go, but my guitar remains.
Yeah, always there. So what does it mean to you to be inducted into the Walk of Fame?
Well, I'm thrilled and delighted that finally after so many years I've got this honor. And it's special because I live in Toronto. You know, I'm Canadian. You know, I've got awards in the U.S., but being honored in your home environment is always special, isn't it?
It's always an honor, right? It's an honor to be honored by Canada in Canada.
Yes.
And speaking of, you know, people that have been honored by Canada, you toured with Gordon Lightfoot going back to
Gordon.
Yeah, you opened for him in 1975, mm-hmm. and he was already an accomplished musician at the time, very accomplished musician at that point. Did you curious
100
to know
concerts I did with him?
100 concerts.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you learn anything from him? Did he pass along any knowledge that you still carry with you to
really,
this day?
Yeah, really important. He said, Leona, why are you always studying? We were on the Learjet all the time, going mostly to U.S. Venues. He said, why do you play the music of dead people? They're all these composers. And I said, well, yeah, I don't write my own music because classical guitarists don't. But he started me off writing, and I've been composing my own music now for years.
So what have you been doing? You know, obviously you'll be in Toronto on Saturday for the Walk of Fame ceremony, but what have you been up to lately?
Well, I'm writing a book about all the fascinating people that I've met over the course of my travels. I was very privileged to meet all kinds of political people and famous writers, actors, movie stars, you name it, I've run into them, scientists, people that walked on the moon, so many people from different walks of life. So I enjoy writing. I have two books already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually three, because I wrote The Cat Who Played Guitar, my children's book. I hear the Walk of Fame is going to play My Canada, which I'm very proud of. That's the patriotic song.
We actually have that song here. That's a song that you did with Jan Arden, My Canada. Yeah.
And Dan Hill and Serena Ryder and Randy Bachman and Chris Hadfield, so many different Canadians.
Leona, curious to know your take as the First Lady of Guitar. The debate for the greatest guitarist of all time, it's obviously personal preference, but you know, we're not going to decide anything now, but some might say it's Jeff Beck or Jimmy Page or Jimi Hendrix, maybe Eddie Van Halen. But for you, they are all great. But you, an extremely accomplished guitarist in your own right, who's your favorite guitarist?
I couldn't really pick one. They're all different.
But what about who inspired you?
Yeah,
does that narrow it down?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Yeah, Alex Lifeson's a friend of mine, and he's a great rock guitarist, but that's very different.
Oh, and Leona, before we say goodbye, and we're just so honored to speak with you this morning on Zoomer Radio, you were a pen pal of Prince Philip. And
yes,
he's been
no
gone.
Longer with us, sadly.
He's been gone for a few years now. What kind of a gap did that leave in your life?
Oh, he was like a father figure to me because I lost my father. And he was just so appreciative. He liked my poetry. He always complimented me on my lyrics. I love getting his letters and writing back to him. It was a huge loss. They were, mostly my friends and my musical friends were older than me. I got to start cultivating some younger people.
Well, for more information on Leona Boyd, leonaboyd.com, the Walk of Fame ceremony and all things associated with it online at canadaswalkoffame.com. Leona, great to chat, and let's make sure it's not too long before we talk again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you, Andy.
Wilson Pickett now. This is Mustang Sally. It's the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.